Welcome to Piano Social Directory. This podcast is dedicated to promoting pianos, music, music education, and the people that make up our industry. You may find us at www.pianosd.com or simply search Piano Social Directory. Welcome to the very first podcast at Piano Social Directory. My name is Rick Overton, and I am very excited to be able to bring this podcast to you. It has been quite a while coming. First, we had, the challenges of understanding how podcasting works and understanding the program and what would be expected of us. And then we had to find the right recording device. We had to find the right setting for the recording, find the right programs for the recording, and then get the intro and ending recorded. And we had some challenges there. I attempted several things on my own, and it just wasn't doing what I wanted it to do. And finally, I spoke to my friend Rosemary Bailey, and Rosemary volunteered to help me with the intro and with the ending of our song. She played a couple of bars for me to start the program out, and then to end the program out. And then, of course, I had to do all the voicing and so forth. But Rosemary Bailey of Rosemary Bailey Music, which you can find at www.rosemarybaileymusic.com, was really the brains behind that part of the program. And, of course, she was kind enough to remind me nicely the correct pronunciation of some words and certain phrases. And if you know me at all, you know that it's hard for me to say anything that I'm supposed to say quickly. But then, of course, being from the South, there was the use of the word O and the word A and the word ER. So instead of piano, it came out piana or pianer or whatever the case may be. So finally, we got that all worked out, and now you're hearing the finished product, and I am very excited for what we've been able to do and for what we've been able to accomplish in the past few weeks. Of course, as we move along, there's going to be some improvements. There's always going to be new and exciting changes that will be coming and technology that we'll be able to take advantage of. I'm excited about working with Max Morgan from Max Morgan Design, because Max has been the mainstay behind what we've been trying to get accomplished at Piano SD. Speaking of which, this website is dedicated to all the people who make up our industry, from teachers, tuners, manufacturers, enthusiasts, artists, everybody who makes up the piano industry. If you've been to pianosd.com, the Piano Social Directory, you will see that we have already put in place a spot for teachers, tuners, manufacturers, musicians. Coming soon, we're adding an entertainment section, a place that you'll be able to send your videos and hopefully get your videos on. We'll have a place that people can come for fun entertainment and some information entertainment, so that they can not only have a good time and be entertained, but also learn while they're being entertained. Some new techniques and things, new advancements in technology has allowed us to be able to put that in a place where everybody can use it. So as we move forward, you're going to see that be put in place. We'll have a section for movers, people who are interested in moving pianos or how to get your piano across country, across town, across the street, or just from one room to the next in your own home. We'll have a section for publications and resources. We'll have an events calendar, so people will have the opportunity to put events that are going on in your store, in your church, in your town, in your facilities, anything that's going on that will be of interest to the general population and that surrounds pianos. So as we move along, we'll add other features as the opportunity presents itself. And as technology makes its advances and changes, of course, we'll advertise, we'll make those advancements and changes along with the technology as it becomes available. We're also going to have a spot for e-commerce where you'll be able to find the latest merchandise that will enhance your musical experience. We have no intentions in this point of putting on musical instruments or pianos or anything like that. What our ideas and thoughts are, and perhaps if you have some suggestions, I'm always welcome to suggestions. You can go to pianosd.com, click on the Contact Us button, and send your suggestion in. But what our thought is out is that there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of merchandise and a lot of technology that is available that we can use to simply enhance our musical experience. Recording devices that are out there, sheet music components that are out there, how to use that embedded in your iPhone or Android, what you can do to help yourself learn. All of those things and features are out there, and I am searching for the right venues and the right resources for me to be able to get that and offer it to you by way of e-commerce through our website. So you can look for that coming in the very, very near future. We are a growing community, and if you'd like to stay in touch, just go to www.pianosd.com and sign up on the front page under your proper category, whether you're a tuner or a teacher or a music enthusiast, whatever the case may be. If you sign up there, we'll keep you informed about what's going on. At this very moment, we don't have a program in place to send out emails, and so you're not going to be barraged with emails from us. But coming in the near future, we hope we can send out at least once a quarter and let you know what's going on in our community and let you see what's happening and the changes that are being made. We are working diligently to help promote the piano industry overall, and that's what this website is all about. The future of the podcast itself is a place that will have some interesting features, interviews, and some interactive possibilities. As technology advances and the things are beginning to change, we will take advantage of that and allow people the opportunity to have some interactive communication with us, perhaps by way of instant messaging or maybe by being able to bring you broadcast along with the podcast, bring you broadcast so that you can actually see what's going on and see and hear and learn from professionals who have, your best interest at heart, but also the best interest of promoting music, music education, and music appreciation. I'd like to thank our partners. Rosemary Bailey Music, of course, has been a mainstay and has been a friend for many years. Seth Rye at SethRye.com. He's a wonderful musician and a wonderful man. He has been one of our partners now since the very beginning, which has been it's been a while coming, getting to the spot we're at right now. The Piano Outlet has two locations. There's one in Oxnard, and there's also one in Napomo, California. And the one in Napomo is the one that I'm so excited about because I happen to manage that spot. We are located on the central coast of California, and if you have the opportunity to stop by and see us, we'd love to meet you and love to have a little chit-chat about pianos and what's going on in our industry. The Piano Outlet, thepianooutletco.com. Sorrento Valley Music in San Diego, www.svmusa. Sorrento Valley Music in San Diego, California, has been one of our partners also from the very beginning. John L. and his staff have been very helpful in helping create some ideas and some thoughts, and I appreciate his involvement with our organization. Smith Alarms and Electronics in Napomo, California, has been one of our partners now for a few months. We work with him through a social media marketing firm. We do social media marketing for mostly for music companies, but we also do it on a different level that allows people that are not in the music industry to take advantage of what we do. And so Smith Alarms and Electronics came on with us in Napomo, California, just a couple of months ago, and we've enjoyed their relationship. Broadman Pianos of Vienna. What an exciting piano to be a part of. Broadman has, of course, the Broadman piano that is just an incredible, incredible instrument. They also have the Taylor pianos, and just introduced is Brodmann pianos made in Germany. And those pianos, I had the opportunity to play in January and was completely blown away and so impressed with the attention to detail and the workmanship, but the tone characteristics of this piano were incredible. Brodmann pianos. The piano buyer at www.pianobuyer.com. The piano buyer and the piano book have been partners of ours for a few months, and I'm excited to be friends with and acquaintances with Larry Fine and his great organization, writing one of the most helpful books and probably one of the most widely distributed and publicized books out there. Piano Buyer and the Piano Book. Heritage Pianos in Surrey, Canada. Surrey is a suburb of Vancouver, and if you have the opportunity to visit with Norbert Martin, he's one of the great guys in the piano industry, and he's been a partner with us now for a couple or 3 months, and he's really doing a good job. Sauter pianos, Brodmann pianos, Rittmuller pianos. He has a great selection of product in his Heritage Pianos in Surrey, Canada, which is a suburb of Vancouver. If you're ever in any of the areas where these partners are located, I personally would appreciate you letting them know where you heard about them. In the coming podcast, I'm hoping to bring you some of the interesting episodes about pianos, manufacturing. We'll have information about marketing and how you, as a teacher or a tuner or someone who's involved in an industry, we'll call them an industry pro or professional, might have some ideas about marketing that will be encouraging for you. We will talk about the piano business, opportunities or information in the piano business that's available, things that are out there that people can take advantage of. We'll have moving information, more information about tuning. Hopefully we'll hear from some enthusiasts and some supporters. We have the events that are about to come on board, and I'm excited about those because those are global events. Those are events that are happening all over the world, actually. So we're partnering with some people in the UK, which are going to help feed us some information about opportunities to hear some marvelous musicians and some headliner musicians in the classical field as well as the jazz field, literally all over the world. We'll also have some information about some teaching programs that are coming up soon. One of our main focuses really are going to be on teachers, and we think of the teaching community as the one place that can really help project our industry as a whole. To me, it just simply makes sense that teachers are teaching people to play the instruments that we sell. So it comes naturally that this is one of the places that we want to promote and we want to help. And so one of the emphases that you're going to hear from me is going to be on the teaching programs all over the United States. Well, really all over the world, but mostly focused right now in the United States. I mentioned briefly the UK connection. We've been working with a company in the United Kingdom called Vintage and Rare, and I've been invited to write some blogs with a company called Vintage and Rare in the UK, along with the Piano SD blog, the .me blog, and the .biz blog that I write for. So they're going to be something that's coming up, and I'm quite excited about it. So stay tuned and take advantage of our podcasts as they become available, and please feel free to comment by clicking on the Contact Us button, entering in your comments, and we'll get back with you as soon as we possibly can. We really appreciate you listening to our very first podcast of Piano Social Directory. We look forward to hearing from you very soon. Again, my name is Rick Overton. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the podcast from Piano Social Directory. We appreciate your comments and questions. Look for new podcasts and sign up to receive updates at www.pianosd.com, the official website of Piano Social Directory.